92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Okay, now Flan's got a question, so I'm just going to get through what's coming up in this podcast really quickly so we can get to Flan's question.
Fly through out.
There is a weed picnic happening in Burley on Saturday. They are there to try and...
Right?
Yep, that's right. They want to legalise marijuana, but there is a group of men and women around the Gold Coast called Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops that are going to be there to make sure everything's fine.
They won't put up with any
and
rubbish.
And legal. Hire a spider. You do have a heart, Spider. And what you did yesterday, we applaud it and we salute you. And we'll have that coming up.
Thank you.
Ali asks today, we ask an expert, Ali, because the news that we've had over the last recent days has been really hard to watch.
Awful. And we spoke to Dr. Justin Coulson, leading psychologist, as to how we deal with these horrible events.
And Spider Spray, you're bagging out one of the great boxes of chocolates.
Well, they're not our favourites. They're not favourites.
Well, anyway. But
One or two of them are our favourites. What about the other eight? What? So they're not favourites.
Well, nine, because you did invent a new flavour.
Yes. Oh, yes. And can I just ask you, is that new flavour you invented potentially your favourite flavour?
I think it could be up there.
All right. That all to come.
Hang on. Can I make a request, please?
Oh, she can.
Can we please put in the early little one we did on National Banana Day, please?
Oh, you want that,
that really amused me, making you and Peter Spider Everett and Rod McLeod, the newsreader, very awkward. Flan, you weren't there at
that
time.
No, but I heard it. I was driving in and I nearly crashed.
I don't think I was.
I think it should be included.
I don't think you were either.
No, I wasn't.
Anyway, we'll include that.
Yeah, we'll put that in.
Thank you.
Put that in. All right, Flan.
Well, here's my question for you. Last night, watching the news, one of my favourite things to happen, and I don't like fights and I've never actually been in one, so I'll just put that out there at the front. But the members of parliament in Georgia just went one another. And I love it when a parliament descends into
absolute
chaos. And I don't know what it is about me that enjoys that so much. But a bloke was up there having a good old chin wag about something and his nemesis came flying out of the side and just hung one on him. They came out of the dugouts and all of a sudden all the parliament is blowing in Georgia. Now, here's my question.
Should it happen in Australia?
If it happened in Australia.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to chuck the first one?
Ooh.
And who's joining in first? Who'll get sent off for joining in?
Oh, Bob Catter.
And who will start
no
it?
No doubt.
And who will finish it?
Would be straight in there.
How do you reckon?
He'd be throwing haymakers. Jackie Lambie would be in there
A couple. Lambie.
You reckon Lambie would be in it?
Oh, she served our country, so I'll back her in.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I'm backing Lambo in too.
I'm a fan of Lambo.
Yeah, me too. She is an absolute gem. I was trying to bring up this Georgian fight here.
Oh, yeah. You should say. Because
it's a haymaker, isn't it?
The Korean ones are fantastic. Yeah. The big Korean political. If you ever want to watch Question Time, watch it in Korean or any of those places.
Or Malaysia.
They'll throw chairs.
Do they have Barnaby Joyce, though, in their
party? Oh, there's my mate. Yeah. Barnaby Joyce, he'd be the one who's speaking when the haymaker comes, I reckon. And it comes from Bob Catter.
Hilarious.
And then Lambie joins in, but who finishes it?
Oh, I tell you who finishes it. And I've just had a vision of back at WWF days with King Kong Bundy. And it'll be with King Clive Palmer.
Oh, yes.
He'll finish it.
Yep. Yes.
I have completely been satisfied with your answers. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Because Elba would be no chop.
No.
He's a lover.
Yes. He'd be that little one near the fight, kicking legs.
I reckon just factor in Dutton, ex-copper.
Oh, Dutton.
Oh, yeah, Dutton.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. But
we're in a whole new vein here.
Yeah. But you reckon, I reckon Dutton be a mad headbutter, but then because he's bald, he'll have these lumps on his head afterwards.
I think you're right about the headbutting. That's why he's got no eyebrows. He's bumped them off.
I reckon Lambo would grab him by the ears and do a couple of knees. Oh,
yeah, she'd be knee.
We hope they can be mature.
Imagine Kevin 07.
07?
Oh, no.
All right.
He'd be trying to give you a Chinese burn while someone holds you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking
Mandarin.
Or like a little noogie. Yes, exactly.
In the Kropek
Kropek. Who is in your worst team? Because I might put Johnny Howard and Kevin 07. And then best team for me might be Lambo and Peter Dutton.
Yeah, I reckon you might be right there on the best team.
I'm going best team. I'll go Lambo.
Yeah.
And I'd go Catter. I reckon Catter would go nuts.
Yeah. He would scrap.
Worst
team?
Yeah. Kevin 07.
What about Bronwyn
and Penny
Bishop?
Wong.
Oh, Penny Wong. No, I reckon Penny would be better than Bronwyn Bishop.
I reckon Penny could go.
You reckon?
I reckon Penny can handle herself. Yeah, my word, I do. I reckon worst team involves Bob Catter, and I think the best team involves Bob Catter.
Hey, there we go. Here it is. It is the podcast, the Triple M Gold Breakfast Show. Flan, Ali and Spider.
Should we legalise marijuana?
Okay.
There's a big, they've got a picnic on the weekend at Burley at Justin's Park. And it says BYO food and grass.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. Now, what that means and how that gets looked at, I have no idea, considering it's not legal. Mm. But the Queensland Legalised Marijuana Party is having a picnic on the weekend over on Saturday. And they want to celebrate all things that are cannabis. So there's other places around the world that have done this, okay? Canada, Germany, you can go through a heap of them. Mexico. Should we do it here in Australia?
Well, look, you know what? I used to be pretty hardline on, you know, that none of those illicit drugs should be legalised.
Yeah.
Until a former colleague of mine really opened my eyes up to this. And he said, because he was absolutely like, yes, absolutely. Everything should be legalised. Nothing should be off. And I was like, what do you mean? Why? And he said that, yeah, so many of these European countries that do have everything legalised, it's like, well, you take out organised crime for starters, well, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people just sort of don't have the same, seem to have the same desire for it as they do in countries where it is banned. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like the classic, you're not allowed to, so I want it. You know,
Flam, what do you reckon? Because a lot of people call it the gateway drug. Okay, it's where you start, and then things snowball from there. But we're not talking about all the other harder drugs. We are just talking about marijuana. Should we legalize?
Yeah, I think we've got bigger problems than marijuana. I watch the nightly news every year for the last 25 years, and I don't see too many people causing problems on a marijuana spree, on a booze binge, on a cocaine spree. You see trouble and violent trouble all the time. You don't see that with that particular. But, again, people say gateway drug. Very interesting. About 2 weeks ago, Bill Potts was on the news, and he's the head of the Law Society. Mm-hmm. Very smart man, Bill Potts. And he said he had a problem, you know, with testing this for people operating motor vehicles.
Yep.
He said he has a problem. I believe he said he has a problem. If I'm wrong, I'll apologise. But he has a problem with people being arrested on a Monday for something they did on a Friday.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it stays in your system for, I think it might be 13 days, could be 24 days.
Okay, all right, no worries. And I think it can enter your system too if you lose weight, because THC will store itself in the fat cells of the body. So they've got issues with how they'll make it legal. So that there are problems with it, and it's probably getting in the road.
Yeah, so should they legalise it?
Yeah, because we're arresting people for that when there are far worse things on the nightly news every single night.
Yeah, I guess that is a good point though, Flan, because you know, obviously that Bill Potts was talking about, yes, of course, they're not affected by marijuana 2 days later or whatever. Mm. But I'm presuming, and maybe that is an issue, like, yeah, is the testing the same, you know, can they test as quickly as they can for alcohol? Because obviously you don't want a whole bunch of stone.
Absolutely.
Of stone people driving around that have just
totally.
Then they smoked 10
they're testing
bongs.
For that.
Yeah. I don't think, and I know South Australia there's different rules in different states, but I don't think it's time to legalise it yet. I just you know, as you say, there's so many things that's got to be accounted for before we do legalise it.
That's my problem with legalising it. There are these question marks over certain areas of it that make it hard to do. But like I said, you know, you look at the effects of ICE on our communities, it's having the same effect and worse, if you ask me, than when I was a kid watching the heroin dealers being arrested. Now it's ice, and we've got to do something about it.
Well,
carjacking has to be a really big penalty.
Yeah, well, they've got a big picnic there at Burley on the weekend, but we do want to open up the phones. Yeah, got a bit of Snoop Dogg there, have we?
Oh, you know we have. Always got Snoop Dogg. Da, 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 da. It's the one and only
D-O-double-G. Snoop Dogg! Snoop Dogg! It's all happening over the weekend at Burley at James Park. They're having a picnic on the grass. They're calling it BYO Food and Grass. It's a weed picnic, and it is a part of the Queensland Legalised Marijuana Party. They want to know if we should be legalising it.
Absolutely, on 1300 925 666.
Connor in Ashmore, what do you reckon? Should we be legalising marijuana?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll start
Why is that?
I'm on the medical and for my back and for my PTSD, and it serves me everything that I need to do and everything. But also, I also think about the people that don't drink.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think medicinal cannabis is on the market at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Connor.
Thanks, Connor.
Thank you. Thanks, absolutely. Mate. James and Arundel, what do you reckon? Should we be legalising marijuana?
I don't think legalise it, but you should be able to have 10 grams or have a plant in your house.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a difference between legalise and decriminalise?
Correct. Okay. I think it's okay to have a plant or, you know, having a nice night, you know, with a few friends around, you know, having a bit of a smoke, you know. No drama with that, I don't think. Legalising it probably can put a big, like a huge mess.
Mm-hmm.
But just have some, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think South Australia do that.
And Canberra, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you've got something in your pocket and you get pulled up and they search your pocket and you go, oh, God, I've got some marijuana, you know, you get booked for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, right. You know, having 10 grams on you shouldn't be booked.
Okay. Thanks, James.
No worries, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nathan in Bundle, should marijuana be legalised?
Yes, it should, but they need to work out how to test for it first. I mean, they've got, you know, you can obviously go to the doctors and get a prescription or, you know, you don't even have to go to the doctors these days. You can make a phone call and get it prescribed to you over the phone.
Yeah, that's right. It can be as simple as over the phone.
You don't even have to go to the doctors these days. So, I mean, you ring them up, tell them you've got a bad back and that's it. They send you a script, you go off, you go to a local chemist and...
Okay, thanks, Nathan. Thanks for that, Nathan. Flan. But
yep.
Medical marijuana is totally different. It's a recreational marijuana.
Yeah, it is. But there's a couple of misconceptions too. One is that if you are able to have medical grade cannabis and you smoke it for pain or whatever you take it for, if you operate your vehicle and you get pulled over and tested, you are not immune to prosecution.
Okay.
All right? And I think people need to know that. It's really important.
Does that stuff make you high though?
Yes, yes,
so
it does.
So medical marijuana.
Yeah, there's
does
two
make
different types.
High.
There's THC, which is the active constituent, and they remove that and they make a medicine or cannabinoid oil. And then there is medical grade marijuana, literally. And cancer patients have been given that for years, for 20, 30 years. So,
can I go to my dodgy dealer
yep.
and buy cannabis off him, and that will be no different to having medical marijuana?
I actually don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure, mate. But having known someone, I have osteoporosis in my neck and my shoulder, and I have had occasion to try medical marijuana, and the difference in pain is incredible. It is absolutely bloody incredible.
Mm.
And I see so many medical benefits, but also industries, paper. Like hemp paper is incredibly, we're not going to chop down trees.
Yeah.
So, my God.
But what is happening on Saturday in mm-hmm. Burley with this weed picnic, mm-hmm. there's going to be some busy, busy police around because if they start smoking it, that's illegal. You can't do that in public.
No.
100%.
So who are the people that are going to be around there making sure it's all okay?
Well, on the Gold Coast, man. It's Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Car.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tonight, done Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cop. Marijuana lovers gather at Burley to do marijuana-y things.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing.
What's that green leafy substance in your bag?
Nothing.
Why do you have so many Tim Tams?
I collect them.
Geez, your eyes are really red. Why's that?
That's very dusty, and also I smoke marijuana. Oh, you trick question!
All right, come with me.
Righto. You want a Tim Tam, officer? It doesn't matter whether you've got dusty eyes or you collect Tim Tams. Cross the blue line, and the Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops are gonna get ya. Sexy Tam.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back
Hire a Spider.
Hire a Spider.
No job too big, too small.
No job too hard either, unless it's a flat pack of a shed. We struggle with that.
Horrible.
But you can still register at Triple M Gold. And, we'll come out and do anything. We've got a real special one coming up on Friday as well. We cannot wait for that.
Yeah, can I just shout out
very wonky, didn't it?
Bosch Bins, they help out as well. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boschbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
Yeah, but yesterday was a great day. Mason, his grandma, contacted us and said, look, can you help little Mason out? He's going to run his first fun run on Friday. He's in prep at St. Joseph's and he wants to raise some money. So, you know what? I said, okay, no worries. And he loves Spider-Man. So I said, from one Spider-Man to another, let's both get dressed up. Let's walk around the streets of Sanctuary Cove, the village there, and let's raise some money. And Cindy, the grandma, is joining us right now. It was a great afternoon out there at Sanctuary Cove raising money yesterday.
Oh, it was fantastic, Spider. Seeing the two Spider-Men running around fundraising, it had an adventure of a lifetime.
And he loves Spider-Man that much that I've got a golf buggy that's actually got like Spider-Man. And
did he just love that?
He could not hop off it. He absolutely, the new Spider-Mobile, he loved it, didn't he?
He loved it so much that when you finished, he even wanted the little trip to the car. So even drove him back in the car,
so door-to-door
service.
So cute. What did he say when he first saw Spider, how tall he was?
Oh, he was just, normally he's very shy, and he just saw Spider and just instantly just thought he was fantastic. Aww. And when he, in his Spider-Man suit, and even when we left, he just kept wanting to hug him, and he's not a hugger.
Aww.
He's prickly, so he just, Spider is his friend for life now, and he just smiled and rang his aunties and told everybody on the way home, like he was so excited about
it. That's adorable. And Cindy, I've got to ask you, as a mum, how did it make you feel seeing Spider come and dress up and do that with Mason?
Oh, look, it was... I had some tears yesterday because it's been a really rough couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been travelling a breast cancer journey, so a reminder to everyone to get their checks. I'm really good now. Everything's going well. And I also lost my husband in November. So it's been a really tough time. So yesterday was just brought so much joy to us, and I couldn't get to sleep last night. I even rang my husband's mum and was just on the phone to her until really late hours, just telling her all about it. So it was just wonderful.
Cindy's so good.
And to see him have so much joy, it was just amazing. And to know that we're helping the school is just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Cindy, donations still coming through on 1-300-925-666.
Michael and Benoa, you want to jump on board and you want to donate $50 to Spider-Man, little Mason, who's doing his first ever fun run.
Matey, I'll donate a bit more than that. Matey, I'll chuck in $200 for you there, Spider. Help the little fella out of heat, eh?
Oh, my God.
Really?
That's so lovely.
Good morning, Wayne from Gilston. What would you like to say, mate?
Oh, mate, that went $200.
Yeah.
I reckon we should start an auction and I'm going to go $250.
Oh, Wayne. That's so
business
beautiful.
Auction.
Wayne, why did you want to ring and donate? Was it, the grandmother getting on and, unfortunately, this young fella, 5, doing his first ever fun run, we've all done it. But, he's had it tough over the last couple of months, losing his pop, who was a police officer here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, it's his mum that broke me heart.
Well, look at that. There we go, Cindy. A couple more donations. So we'll keep donating as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sensational. Thanks, guys. You're just amazing.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, obviously it's been an horrific week with the Bondi tragedy and a further horror event in a Sydney church 2 days ago. I think as parents, many parents are at a loss about what to say to our kids. We don't know what to do. And so we thought we would get one of our favourite gurus, Dr. Justin Coulson, on. He's the co-host and parenting expert on Channel 9's Parental Guidance. He's also the founder of happyfamilies.com.au. We are so grateful for your time today, Dr. Justin. I would imagine that in a week like this, you would be run ragged.
There's been a lot to talk about. I wish we were talking under better circumstances. There's so much to love about family life. When you have a news cycle like we've had recently, though, it's just brutal, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And that was actually my first question to you. Should we be letting our children watch the news with atrocities like this happening?
I'm going to go further. I'm going to suggest that we should not just be considering whether our kids should watch it, but we should even be asking whether we should be watching the news.
Yeah.
We've got to look after our mental health. And the other day I was on the TV while I was waiting to be on the TV. I was watching the repeat of this guy walking around the shopping centre with the knife. And for a guy who's confident and who doesn't have any anxiety, I'm in a wonderful position in my life where I feel good about my life pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And by the time I'd finished that news session, I wanted to hide in my car. I mean, it was devastating. It was frightening. And I just thought, what's going on with our kids? That afternoon, my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter said, what's this thing that happened in Bondi? And I'd been able to shield her from it for more than 48 hours before she finally found out.
Well played.
But my point is, and I know this sounds a little bit, maybe a little bit, I don't know, privileged or maybe a bit cold or tone deaf, but she had a fabulous weekend. She had a great weekend with her friends because she didn't know what happened. And I'm not saying that in a rude way. I'm saying that to emphasize our kids live better lives when the world feels safe and secure and predictable. They're willing to explore. They're willing to be curious. They're willing to get out and live. And when they're watching this stuff, when the news cycle is bashing them over the head and beating up their psychology and impacting their social decisions, it's devastating for them. We've really got to do our best to keep them away from it.
Justin, do you think it's fair that if the news is going to contain content like we've seen in the last week or so, that they should be subject to a rating system like movies are? If we were going to take our kids to see events at event cinemas, they would say, no, not appropriate for a 12-year-old or not appropriate for anyone less than 16 or 15. And my kids really adhered to those ratings. They would check them before they'd see the movies or ask what movies they want to go see. Should it apply to the news?
You put a great big grin on my face. I've never thought of that idea before. I absolutely love it. Mm. And it would highlight really clearly to parents who might not think otherwise, hang on, is this really suitable for my kids? Such a great idea.
I know that we're only talking about children now, but you mentioned it at the top about even ourselves. And, you know, my son sent me a stat saying that, you know, the people who watched 60 minutes of the Boston bombings actually were more affected than the people who are actually there.
What it does is spike our anxiety. So anxiety is, according to the Australian Psychological Society, I'm going to get geeky for a sec, anxiety is a natural and short-lived response to a stressful situation that usually creates a sense of fear or worry or apprehension about the future. A couple of key words there. It's natural. You're supposed to feel anxiety when there's a stressful thing that happens, but it's also supposed to be short-lived. The problem that you have when you're watching the news and you're listening to the news and you're reading the news and you're surrounded by the news and we've got a 24-hour news cycle that is literally designed to keep you in a state of stress and anxiety is that rather than going through an event and then going, all right, I'm through it, now I'm safe, you keep on watching it and replaying it, and therefore your mind, it doesn't distinguish. It thinks you're still in the event, just like our kids, right? Okay. They think that they're still in the event, and that's why that finding would exist.
Justin, a friend of mine, she was a former detective and she was involved in the child protection sector of the police force. And so I know she speaks openly about the fact that she is quite graphic with her two daughters. It tells them about the dangers of what can happen because she's seen it at the cold front and she feels that that is the best way to protect her children by exposing them to the dangers. If we protect our children too much and don't show them things, are we under-preparing them for the real world?
This is such a nuanced and challenging question. So much of this depends on what we say, when we say it, how we say it, how old our children are, like their developmental capacity to take it in and what sort of supports around them. So much of this comes down to the quality of the life and the protection that they're able to have. One thing's absolute, bubble wrapping our kids in the long run isn't going to be of benefit. But here's what I will say. If you've got young kids, I'm going to say kids under about 8 to 10, they don't need to see it. Full stop, end of story.
Yep.
They just don't need to see it. And the reality is most of them won't be interested in it anyway. I mean, my 10-year-old, if the news comes on the radio, she's like, oh, boring. Can we listen to music? And I mean, they just hate it. As they get older, like my 14-year-old, she starts to ask some questions. And I think what our job really is, when our kids are old enough to ask questions, when they do see something that piques their interest, when something grabs their attention, our job is to say, I know, I hear you, isn't it awful? So just validate what they're saying about it and what you've identified, because it is awful, and then ask them if they have any questions.
Dr. Justin Coulson, leading psychologist and founder of happyfamilies.com.au, we thank you so much for your guidance and thoughts on a very difficult and very important topic.
Happy to help.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
All right, I've got a little random one to ask you boys.
What have you been searching?
I haven't been searching anything.
What have you been Googling?
Well,
our tech people.
Do you want Rod? On to
no,
you.
I won't be in trouble for
do
this
you
one.
Do you want Rod McLeod from the newsroom in this?
Yes, I do, actually.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get ready.
For asking. Well, look.
Okay.
Here is the question. And listen, this is, we are an honest show, so give an honest answer.
Oh,
right. Don't have to go in.
Who are you going
to
ask first?
I'm not asking for any great detail. Let me think about that. I'm going to ask you first, Al Dobie. Okay.
Right, okay.
Let's pull the Band-Aid off.
Today is National Banana Day.
Yes. Okay. I have a favourite.
Yeah. Are you even more concerned now?
I am.
It's no, gone a bit red.
I'm fine. What do you want to
Look
know?
At Spider. I want a copy of this video.
He is going a bit red. What's the question? Come on.
The question is this, all right?
Don't be filthy.
No, look, I'm going to tell. Okay, so when I was actually working in Hobart, my first
What's
radio show, this is the question.
Right, good.
I said to my co-host at the time, because there were these guys outside the window washing windows,
yeah.
Right? And I said to my co-host, I don't reckon a guy can see a woman eating a banana and not think about something slightly rude. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly don't think they can. Like I said, I want you to be honest. So anyway, I did an experiment and I started peeling the banana right? And just like was going to take a bite and we were looking at the guys out the window and immediately they were laughing.
Okay.
So that proved my point.
But you would have been eating it in a way.
No, I wasn't.
Right.
Okay. I said that, I specifically said I gave that no extra. I just ate it. All right. So Al Dobie. If a woman is eating a banana in front of you right here, right now, does the thought not cross your mind?
Do I know her or is she?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right, yeah, we'll go with you know her.
No.
All right, we'll go with you don't know her.
Oh, look, you for a split second, then you go, I feel like a lady finger.
All right. Rod McLeod. Does the.
Don't leave me out to dry.
If you see a woman eating a banana in front of you, are you telling me that the thought doesn't cross your mind? All right, there you go. So that's two for two.
Wow, okay.
Peter
I'm
Spider,
in the clear.
Peter Spider.
No.
Yes.
I'll be serious. Yeah. No, and even the other day, no. Sri was in the passenger seat. And she started eating a banana, but it was green. So she was chewing it. She looked like a bulldog chewing on bees. It was just
that is what a compliment.
Yes.